USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
President Biden's comments on this Veterans Day, the president speaking at Arlington National Cemetery, saying the nation always honors the sacrifices of its veterans. The president continues by saying the United States is forever grateful.
On Veterans Day, and every day we honor that great debt and recommit ourselves to keeping our sacred obligation as a nation to honor what you've done.
On this Veterans Day, IHOP giving away free pancakes 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a choice of two limited-time menu items. Meanwhile, Buffalo Wild Wings offering 10 boneless wings and fries for veterans as well. The Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial continues today. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The ISS is dodging Chinese space junk.
The International Space Station performed a short engine burn on Wednesday to avoid potentially hitting a chunk of space junk. The agency confirmed on Twitter it had successfully performed the shift and that the ISS is now safe from a fragment described as a piece from a Chinese weather satellite. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Officials with the Veterans Administration and the Ag Council talked to veterans about what is going on in their lives as the foundation for a campaign about veteran suicide prevention. Dr. Matthew Miller, National Director of Suicide Prevention with the VA, talks about some of their feedback.
It's those issues of daily life, like relationship problems, financial, occupational. And what they said in response is, give us some easy-to-access resources readily available.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As gas prices remain at a seven-year high, the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues. President Biden continues to focus on a legislative victory.
He's not going to sign it into law until Monday by his own choice, but President Biden is certainly out talking about that huge infrastructure bill that Congress gave final approval to last week. Speaking at the Port of Baltimore on Wednesday, the president said the measure is going to make a big difference in the United States, not just with roads and highways and fixing ailing bridges, but also by upgrading ports like the Port of Baltimore.
It's going to modernize our ports with $17 billion in investment.
Before that stop in Baltimore, the president was in Delaware, where he attended a funeral for that state's first ever female governor. The former governor, Ruth Minner, died last week at 86. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Moderna is standing by its COVID vaccine's protection and striking down the risk of a rare heart condition associated with it. The drug maker saying the vaccine protects against severe disease, hospitalization, and death as a result of coronavirus, which it says trumps the risk of myocarditis. The heart inflammation has been reported in a number of young men who have gotten the Moderna shot. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.